This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Tomorrow, a handful of Republican lawmakers and one Democrat are expected to square off at a forum in Concord in hopes of becoming the next Speaker of the New Hampshire House. Governor Chris Sununu has nominated the current Speaker, Sean Jasper, to be his Commissioner of Agriculture. Jasper has yet to be confirmed by the Executive Council, but in the meantime, a number of his colleagues have been lining up to be his potential replacement. NHPR's Lauren Chooljian is here to tell us who's running and what's next. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Peter.
So, first of all, political news dominating the headlines these days. Why should New Hampshire residents be tuning in to the Speaker of the House race?
So, fair question. This does seem on its face to be a bit insidery, but think about it this way. The House Speaker is one of the most powerful characters at the State House, and so whoever that person ends up being, not only does he or she have a lot of sway over what bills or issues become the main priorities, but the Speaker's personality and political leanings can also really impact the way things are done in the House. Take the Republican side, for example. There are a bunch of different Republican factions in the House. Some are more libertarian. Some would describe themselves as more socially conservative. So while they all may agree on some things as a caucus, there are definitely places where GOP members are deeply divided.
So depending on who becomes Speaker, what are some of the issues where there might be divisions?
Yeah, so Medicaid expansion is definitely a big one. That's something that's definitely splitting Republicans, and it's up for renewal. Many Republicans feel like it's working and needs to be retooled, but there are others, like more libertarian-minded members, for example, who feel it needs to go. And there are other issues like right to work or labor regulation that fell apart earlier this year because of a split within the Republican caucus. And of course, lawmakers will often mention the opioid crisis as a big priority, but there are varying ideas on how to solve that problem.
All right, so who is running for this job? Let's start with the Republicans first.
Okay, there are some familiar names that listeners might remember, like the current Deputy Speaker Gene Chandler. He's been around the State House for a long time. He understands the process probably better than anyone, and he's been Speaker before. He told me he's running this time to fill the seat as a sort of interim role. He feels like he can just kind of keep the wheels in motion until the next House Speaker election. Then we have one of the more fiery, controversial members, Al Baldassaro. Listeners may recall he said that Hillary Clinton should be shot for treason. There's also Lori Sanborn, who narrowly lost the caucus vote last House Speaker election, and she has a big following along more hardline conservatives. Other names I've heard, John Burt, he's a member of the Freedom Caucus, Stephen Smith, chairman of the Transportation Committee. There's Barbara Griffin of Goffstown and Jim McConnell of Swansea.
Okay, so tomorrow's forum is going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be a big group of people.
Well, because that was just the Republican side. So who on the Democrat side?
Yeah, so there's only one Democrat as far as I know, and that's the House Minority Leader Steve Shurtleff. And the Democrats are in the minority, and so 99% of the time in these types of elections, the minority party's not going to have someone from their caucus as Speaker of the House. But that doesn't mean that Democrats aren't involved. They can still vote and can have some influence. Like in 2014, Jasper was elected by essentially pulling off the unexpected. He wasn't the chosen candidate by Republicans, but he got some Republicans and all the Democrats to vote for him. So it's not often that you see crazy situations like that, but it does give you some insight into how unpredictable things can be in the New Hampshire House.
Okay, so where does the campaign go from here?
So, Peter, one of my favorite things about doing this was learning about the variety of campaign strategies that they're all employing. So John Burt was saying, for example, he's been making tons of phone calls, though he knows there are about 50 Republicans who he doesn't think are going to vote for him. So he's focused on everybody else. Steve Shurtleff, the Democrat I mentioned, he said he had a few campaign buttons. But then Jim McConnell was like, no way am I making calls or any deals. They know me. If they don't like me, they're not going to vote for me. So we'll hear, like you said, from most, if not all, of these candidates at a forum in Concord tomorrow. And if Jasper is confirmed as the Commissioner of Agriculture, both parties will hold a caucus meeting at the end of the month and choose a candidate. And from there, everyone in the House gets to cast their vote.
NHPR's Lauren Chooljian, thank you very much.
Thank you.